I call the Health and Social Services Committee to order at 1:33 p.m. on Wednesday, February 7, 2018. We're meeting today in the Capitol Building, room 205. Please remember to silence your cell phone as a courtesy. Committee members present today are Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Giesel, Senator Machicki, Senator Begich, and myself, Senator Wilson. This afternoon, we'll take up Senate Bill 170, the Extend Senior Benefits Payment Program, presented by Senator Kelly. This is our first time hearing the bill, and we'd like to recognize Senator Kelly and staff to the table, and you may begin when present. Just remember to state your name for the record.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Senator Pete Kelly from Fairbanks area. Here with Heather Carpenter, my chief of staff in my office. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this is probably the easiest bill you're going to do all month. It is a senior benefit program extension. And it is, I'll be as brief as possible because I know there are other people that want to talk on some of the specifics of this bill and the need for it, and they're far more articulate and experienced in the topic than I. However, you need to know this is a cash benefit payment for people who are 65 years and older. It's a tiered program paying up to 175% of the poverty level. It pays, right now, I think it pays about $250 for one tier, $175 for another, and $76 for highest income tier. It expires in June. This bill will extend it to 2023, and there are 11,400 seniors in the state that receive this benefit. Now, we've gone through, this has been through many subcommittees. Majority Leader Machicki is here, and he has the Health and Social Services Subcommittee, and I know this program has gotten much discussion over the years since we've been here, but of course back in the mid-early 2000s when it was a statewide issue. It's been vetted. It's a good program. A lot of people support it, and this extends it. Doesn't do any changes to the program whatsoever. And with that, I will yield to whoever else. I'm sure you have plenty of people, experts, et cetera, that can talk on this.
Thank you, Senator Kelly.
Thank you.
Also in the room is Monica Windham, the Director of Public Assistance, here in the room. If committee members have questions to answer as well, are there any questions? I see there was just a one-line sectional, so I don't think we really need to go over the sectional, but just extends the Alaska Senior Benefits Program to June 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I would just point out that this from the State of Alaska Senior Benefits Program. This is very informative. About everything you'll need to know about this program is on these couple of pages in your packet.
Are there any committee questions? Senator Machicki.
Just to clarify, and thank you, this will be the same benefit that was paid out in 2018. Is that correct?
Through the chair, for the record, this is Heather Carpenter, staff to Senator Pete Kelly. Senator Machicki, yes, it is the same benefit. We left the tiers as is in the statute, so they are technically at a higher tier level, but that leaves flexibility so that way the legislature can, by appropriation, change the tiers. They were changed in 2016 due to the budget crisis. So the highest income tier, which is actually the lowest paid benefit, was lowered, I believe, from $125 a month to $76.
So just to clarify, so you're saying it remains at $76 with this bill? It's being continued the way it is?
Through the chair, Senator Machicki, yes, it remains the same.
No, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you bringing this forward. I think it's the wrong time to allow senior benefits to lapse, and I appreciate the president bringing this forward, but we as a majority have focused on seniors and those that are developmental challenges, and I think this is along the spirit of how we prioritize support. So thanks for bringing it forward.
Senator Begich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. President Kelly or Heather, one of you two perhaps could answer this question. And yes, thank you very much for bringing this forward. It's important that we continue to support our seniors, especially as our population ages. I just wanted just to fully understand the new payment level for top income tier that's referred to on page 2 of the fiscal note. I notice it decreasing as time goes by, and I just wonder if you could walk me through that and what – I must be reading this wrong – because we're talking about the $76 level, but this, I'm not sure what that means, and I'm just confused by it, that's all.
Through the chair, Senator Begich, I am going to kick that one to Deputy Director, Division Director Monica Windham, who could probably answer because they would have done the fiscal note.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Monica, you can come to the table and put your name on the record for us.
Get too far away. For the record, my name is Monica Windham. I'm the director for the Division of Public Assistance. Although the top tier level, through the chair, Senator Begich, the top tier level in regulation is still $125 a month. We changed the regulation a few years ago in order to be able to handle any reductions in that allocation. So the way the regulations read now, if not enough money is allocated, we reduce the top income tier. And if the allocation was low enough that we got to zero on that, then we'd look at the next income tier to reduce that one. So it was reduced because the allocation wasn't enough to cover everybody at the full payment level.
Follow-up, Senator?
Yes, just to clarify, we're not seeing that this represents then a reduction, though. That's not what you're intending with that fiscal note, right?
Right. The fiscal note shows a reduction in the payment level over time because on average, the number of recipients increases by about 2% a month. Not a month, a year, I apologize. So if we're going to keep the same funding level, that means that top tier would get less money as time went on and the caseload increased.
Thank you.
One last follow-up.
Yes, Senator Begich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So then it does clarify for me what I thought I was reading here, which is that fundamentally the top tier will actually go down over time.
Correct.
Okay. I just... Mr. Chairman and to the sponsor, I would hope that we would find a way to hold that harmless over time, but that, of course, will require other actions by the body. But I don't want to do anything to keep this bill from moving forward because I think this is good public policy in general. So thank you for allowing me to ask those questions.
Any other questions for Ms. Windham at this time? Thank you. Any other questions for the bill sponsor before we open up to public testimony? This time I'd like to open to public testimony. First in the room here, I believe we'll call Gordon Glasser to the Glacier. Sorry. If you can state your name and affiliation for the record, and you may begin when you're ready.
Good afternoon, Chairman Wilson and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to speak in front of you. My name is Gordon Glasser. I'm with the Alaska Commission on Aging, as well as AgeNet, and here just simply to say, in terms of asking to extend the senior benefits program, none of us in here needs this program. None of us wants this program, but it's a way to keep people in the community rather than needing institutionalization. And $76 a month may not be a lot for many people. But for those people who are right on the margins in terms of paying for the prescription costs, so it's not covered, or paying for rent, or paying just to get the money to be able to get to the doctor in terms of their senior rides, it's of critical importance. This is really the nail in the horseshoe in the horse in terms of keeping people independent. There are a number of people here from the commission. Rather than have them speak, I'm going to ask if they raise their hands. And the commission is unanimous in support of this. As I said, AgeNet is, and I would have to say for the Anchorage Senior Activity Center, that the senior program is in favor of it as well. This is a program that hits not just the rural, but also the urban areas. And as I say, it's a statewide program. It hits across and is a critical importance in terms of keeping people independent with a shred of dignity. I'd be happy to answer any questions, but like Senator Begich, I don't want to do anything to slow up the bill, so I'll keep my mouth shut.
Are there any questions at this time? Thank you, Mr. Glasser.
Thank you for your time.
Next, we'll go to Offnet and Fairbanks with Janet Grasto. If you could state your name and affiliation for the record, you may begin your testimony when ready.
Okay. My name is Jeanette Grasto, and I'm a constituent of Senator Coghill. And I wanted to testify in favor of this bill. I recently retired as the hospital's lifeline coordinator, and I saw firsthand how many of our seniors live at or below poverty. And I'd go into their homes and I'd hook up the lifeline and then return for service calls. And that this program makes so much difference in their lives. It helps them with basic living expenses, like their medications and food, transportation, and even their lifeline payment, which we would provide them on a sliding fee scale at about half. But people at poverty just can't afford those things, even though that is a tool that can keep them independent much longer. And so I just wanted to speak in favor of this, having seen how many of our seniors just really are living so close that I don't know how they can do it, frankly. Please do support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to the Anchorage LIO with Ken Helander. If you could state your name and affiliation for the record. I'm sorry, Ken, if you can speak up a little bit.
Excuse me?
If you can speak up a little bit, we're having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. I'm having to lean forward. I'm getting over a respiratory infection, so I'm a little labored in my breathing today. I'm sorry. My name is Ken Helander. I'm the advocacy director for AARP Alaska, our state's largest member organization with over 85,000 members. The senior benefits program is, I believe, one of the most important in helping older Alaskans remain independent. In the 1980s, I spent about 15 years working for the senior services at Anchorage Community Mental Health Center. In that job, I made hundreds of home visits to older people struggling to make it from day to day for many different reasons. I saw examples of resiliency and determination that were evident in the tenacity with which people cope with very difficult situations, including physical and mental disability. More often than not, the people I visited were also living on very limited means. And in those days, they were extremely grateful for the monthly Alaska Longevity Bonus. That program is long gone and was ultimately replaced by the Senior Benefits Program, which is means-tested based on the federal poverty levels. The programs change, eligibility changes, but the people and their situations are still so much the same. We at AARP often get calls from seniors in Alaska with questions or needing help with an issue. When it was announced a few years ago that some senior benefit payments were going to be reduced, I got a frantic call from an older man in Anchorage. He told me of his worry if this benefit went away, but not only for himself, but also those living around him. It so happens that there was an enclave of old campers and trailers parked behind a small strip mall. Many had no heat. Most had no plumbing. Several had leaks and holes to the outside. The man I spoke with, a veteran, by the way, still had a car and would take his neighbors to food bank distribution sites several times a week so that they could eat. When they had medical or other bills and couldn't pay the rent to park behind the strip mall, they would have to move their camper to another location for a month until they could get back to their spot behind the strip mall. Just like when I made home visits, I heard in the story of this man and his neighbors what it takes to remain independent, even when old, disabled, or infirm, and how determined these older Alaskans are to do that. The Senior Benefits Program serves more than 11,000 such older people across the state for a relative drop in the bucket of the state's budget. It is crucial to them, and their example is crucial to all of us. I urge your support and passage of Senate Bill 170. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions for Mr. Helander at the time? All right. Is there anyone else in here in the room in Juneau wish to testify on Senate Bill 170? Seeing and hearing none, and there's no one else online, we'll close public testimony. Are there any other, would the Senate sponsor have any other closing comments? Any other questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Any other statements from the committee? Yes, Senator Michiki.
I just have one. I did not mobilize the Gray Army in my community, but I can assure you that the number of public testimony we would have on this bill, if we were to do so, we would not have scheduled enough time for this meeting. So,
I concur. We have a very, very healthy senior advocacy group in the MATSU, which would have filled the time of this committee as well. And speaking for some of those delegates that are here in the room, this is a very important issue. And I was going to arm wrestle Senator Kelly to who gets to sponsor this bill first, and he sort of beat me. This is a very vulnerable population that I think that we should do our due diligence to help those folks that help build Alaska to the great state it is today. And this is the least that we can do to honor and to help those folks and serve the safety net that this fund can provide for them. Are there any other closing comments or any other discussion for this bill? Are there any amendments for this bill? At this time, what's the wish of the committee? Is there a motion to move this bill out of committee?
So I move. Thank you. I move Senate Bill 170, version 30-LS1287A, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing or hearing none, Senate Bill 170 is moved from committee with the understanding that legislative legal is authorized to make any necessary technical conforming adjustments. We'll now take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. We've moved Senate Bill 170 out of committee, so Friday's meeting is canceled. Details of the next meeting will be up forth tomorrow. If there's any other members' closing comments, we'll... All right. With that, we are adjourned at 1:52 p.m.